Linda Parker lost her son to suicide this year. 20-year-old Jared took his own life after a decade of battling mental health issues. Now, Linda is raising money for a scholarship in Jared's name for UNBC students researching mental health and illness, and she joins me live in studio. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
I wanted to first start things off talking a little bit about Jared. For those that did not know Jared, who was he?
Jared was an active kid. He was a curious kid, played every sport that you can imagine, and adored his older sister, was raised in a good family.
And it was dealing with mental health issues, as you had mentioned earlier.
Yes.
What was he struggling with?
Jared struggled with depression and anxiety as he got into his later teens and became very withdrawn and did seek medical assistance. He did get medical assistance, and we thought he was coping. However, he clearly was not coping.
Yeah. Were there, in retrospect, looking back, were there warning signs, red flags prior to, it was in April, correct?
There were a lot of warning signs, but again, because he had medical assistance and was on some medication to assist him with his anxiety, he was doing better. He was feeling stronger. Again, we thought he was coping.
Yeah.
But oftentimes when they're feeling stronger and appear to be coping, that's frequently when individuals will take their lives.
Why do you think, I mean, we talked a little bit about concussions and whatnot. Why do you think Jared ended up at that point?
It's so difficult to say. We have so many questions that we'll never have answers to. But I, as a mother, as a parent, I can't help but think, did his two concussions, pre-teen concussions, have anything to do with his behavior in his later teens? Did that affect his life?
I'm speaking to Prince George mother Linda Parker about her campaign to raise money for a UMBC scholarship in honor of her late son, Jared, who took his own life in April. And I was hoping you could share with me about the scholarship fund. What are you trying to do?
You know, it's really an opportunity to give something to the community through our personal tragedy. Perhaps we can prevent this from happening to another family. So it's so important to us. It's part of our healing. So we've set up a memorial scholarship in our son's name. And we hope that the community will rally around us and support us. It's really easy to give by going on to the UNBC website at unbc.ca/giving. And we hope that this will foster and encourage study in suicide and mental health.
We talked about the issue of concussions, and we've heard stories about some. I believe there's one woman who had a daughter who actually had had her brain sent stateside to do more research on concussion. Would you like to see, how much would you like to see this research work focused on the impacts of concussions?
Well, again, as a parent, I'll always have that question.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that is a real concern for parents out there with children involved in any type of sport, even a non-contact sport like minor hockey or soccer. It's inevitable. These things happen. So we want to protect our children, and we need to know, does this have an impact on their future?
How do you hope Jared's remembered years down the road, many years down the road? How would you like him to be remembered?
I hope he's remembered as a vibrant, curious, athletic young man who loved life.
And in terms of those that get this scholarship, how would you hope that they, when they receive this money, that they'll think about mental health issues in the North?
Again, I really hope that they're our future. You know, their studies, their research, that's our future. And I hope that they bring the answers that everyone deserves.
Where are we at now in terms, do you want to raise $30,000?
We need to raise $30,000. I think we have $22,500 to go. So again, I really hope we get support from the community, not just during this time of the year when people are in a giving mood, but there's no deadline. And so we really want to raise that $30,000. We're determined, and it's part of our healing, and I hope the community rallies around that.
I understand you probably have hopefully a GoFundMe campaign going pretty quick. In the meantime, how can people donate if they want to, what would like to, again, as you mentioned earlier?
Again, it's really easy to donate. The easiest way is to go online to www.umbc.ca/giving. You click on the giving button and make sure that you specify that it's for the UNBC Jared Parker Memorial Fund. And I want to thank the community and wish everyone a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Robert.
You bet. Linda Parker is raising money for the Jared Parker Memorial Scholarship at UNBC. The money goes to graduate students researching mental health and mental illness. She's hoping to raise $30,000 for this scholarship, and we throw this to you. Your thoughts about the growing concerns over concussions in sports or mental health issues in general. If you'd like to email us, you can do so, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can call our listener line at 1-866-340-1932, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.